to the Internet Monthly podcast, a podcast featuring 20 or so short articles of internet-related news and views, tips and tricks, and a regular search engine of the month feature. This podcast is sponsored by Zen Internet. For more information on this month's edition and a list of links for each story, please visit richardfarrer.com. In this month's issue, you can find out about grants for video makers and cash to get broadband into rural Wales, protection from the UK's latest scams and stings, right and wrong ways to drum up business using social media, plus the brand and company name Sleuth that checks Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, and more, as well as still free domains. Support call sting. A convincing type of support desk scam is hitting British computer owners. Fraudsters, based in India, are cold calling users and telling them that Microsoft has detected a virus on their PC and persuading them to get help by downloading remote assistance software that will confirm the problem. After supposedly demonstrating that a virus is present, the caller asks for payment of £185 to clean up the infestation. Consumer protection agencies, Microsoft, and others contacted by users have so far been unable to put a stop to the fraud. PC Pro has the full story at pcpro.co.uk/news. Countermeasures. Actionfraud.org.uk is a 24-hour online reporting service run by the National Fraud Authority, the government agency that helps to coordinate the fight against fraud in the UK. The latest figures show a big increase in reports of romance fraud, making it the third most commonly reported. One of the newest scams involves women being targeted by men claiming to be American soldiers serving in Iraq. After striking up a friendship online, they start asking for money or gifts. Countermeasures is a blog that's regularly updated with warnings and details about the latest dangers lurking around the internet. For more information, see countermeasures.trendmicro.eu. When opting out is not an option. If you see an apparent opt-out message in your inbox headed "Seeking your permission," that begins, "We are currently updating our internal databases," read the report from chiefofficers.net before taking any action. Suspended without trial. Relying on cloud services for a business that needs 24/7 availability to survive turned out to be a bad idea for one company when the plug was pulled after hackers temporarily blackened its reputation and there was no support number to call. For more details, see venturebeat.com/2010. Penalty shootout. After complaints by Foundom.com, a British price comparison site, Google is under investigation over allegations that it's deliberately penalising rival search engines in its search results. Europe's top antitrust chief said he is looking closely at a range of anti-competitive allegations against the world's leading search engine. Read more at searchneutrality.org/foundom-google-story. Grocery float. Fancy buying your groceries from the world's largest online retailer? Amazon has launched a new food department alongside the books and electronics that made its name. The venture is seen by some as a direct challenge to Tesco and Ocado for the position of online grocery market leader. Around 22,000 items will be offered, including fresh produce, tinned and packaged goods, beverages, plus organic and speciality cuisine. Prices and one-off delivery charges are higher than elsewhere, and some commonplace brands and items like Kellogg's cornflakes and Tetley tea bags are missing altogether, but the new online grocery is still in its beta phase. For more details, see amazon.co.uk. Craft brands go social. Kraft is ramping up its social media efforts, giving the Cadbury Buyers Facebook page a global look and rewarding fans who discuss it on Twitter. and even selecting some of them for a visit from a mobile team that will make surprise product deliveries. Read more at mediadecoder.blogs.nytimes.com/2010. Farming on Facebook. Networking guru Dr. Ivan Meisner believes social media sites can be as effective at drumming up business in the UK as local chambers of commerce or Rotary clubs. But he says that misuse of sites like Facebook and Twitter is fueling a backlash because too many potential customers are being tapped up for business by people they don't really know or trust. There's still a lot of misunderstanding about online networking. Most people think that it's like walking around, handing out business cards. But it's more about farming than it is about hunting. Relationships need cultivation. Read more at telegraph.co.uk/technology. Dig that name. When you need to check if a domain name is available or find out if your company name is in use on any of the popular social media networking sites, you should try the excellent online investigator at ud.com. Simply enter the name you're checking or wanting to use for your company site or blog. You'll be shown all the potential URLs, including .com, .net, .org, .info, .biz, and the top 10 country domains. Those displayed in red are taken, those in green are free. The site will also inform you whether the name is in use on Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, LinkedIn, eBay, Blogger, WordPress, Delicious, Flickr, and even Last.fm. Finally, it will tell you whether the name is trademarked internationally. Check out ud.com. Socializing beats searching. The popularity of social media seems unstoppable. In the UK, social networking sites now receive more hits than search engines, according to the latest data from Experian Hitwise. Total search engine hits, covering Google, Bing, Yahoo and others, accounted for 11.33% of internet visits and fell just behind social networks, where the share was 11.88%. The news comes not long after Facebook passed Google in terms of website hits in the USA, with a net social leader taking 7.07% of web traffic versus 7.03% for the search engine. Dig founder Kevin Rose says that Google is getting ready to respond with a Facebook competitor under the name Google Me. SF Weekly guesses that it would be based on an expanded version of Google Profiles, which gathers information about you from your use of Google services. For more information, see blogs.sfweekly.com/thesnitch. The buzz about me. During a speech in London, Google Chief Executive Eric Schmidt refused to deny that the company is hatching a social network to rival Facebook, adding fuel to rumours that the search giant could be launching a social service called Google Me later this year. Google has certainly started to take social networking seriously after failing to consider it at all during much of its early history. The company launched an email-based social sharing network called Google Buzz earlier this year, but it did nothing to slow the growth of rival services like Twitter and Facebook. If there is to be an opening for Google in the crowded social networking market, it might be in helping users navigate through their many friend groups, according to a recent presentation from Paul Adams, head of user experience research at the company. Read more at social.venturebeat.com/2010. Page pricing. Can you put a value on your Facebook page? Social Page Evaluator will try to do it for you. Enter the URL of any Facebook page, and the evaluator will examine its fan count, post frequency, and various fan interactions before crunching the data to come up with a notional monetary value. If nothing else, it's a useful comparison tool that you can use to check your efforts against your competitors, and will offer some advice about your own page that could improve its performance. Check out evaluator.vitru.com. Facebook's forgotten shareholder. A local newspaper in New York reports on a legal case that questions Mark Zuckerberg's Facebook ownership. Paul D. Seglier, a resident of Wellsville, a small town in rural New York State, filed suit in the Allegheny County State Supreme Court, alleging that the Facebook CEO had entered into a contract with him in 2003, which provides Seglier with an 85% share of the social network company. The judge took the case seriously and approved a temporary restraining order banning Facebook from transferring assets. For more details, see wellsvilledaily.com/news. Press Pass. Rupert Murdoch will be encouraged to learn that Google is coming to the aid of newspapers like The Times and Sunday Times. See last month's story, News Behind the Wall, that want to charge internet users to read the online versions of their publications. Italian newspaper La Repubblica says that Google is planning to launch a micropayment system for online publishers by the end of the year and is already reaching out to media owners to get them to sign up. The system, NewsPass, would allow users to log in to the sites of participating newspapers, which will be able to designate what type of payment they want to accept, including subscriptions and micropayments. According to La Repubblica, NewsPass appears to have many elements of a paid content proposal that Google made to the Newspaper Association of America last year. At the time, Google says it was uniquely positioned to help publishers create a scalable e-commerce system via our checkout product and also enable users to find this content via search, even if it's behind a paywall. Google users who see content snippets from participating publishers returned in their search results will see a paywall icon next to each listing and be able to purchase access directly using Google Checkout. Read more at paidcontent.org/article. Thomson to boost Bing. ThomsonLocal.com has signed a 3-year deal with Microsoft to become the first UK reseller of the pay-per-click advertising that runs alongside Bing search engine results. Microsoft's Bing has a 10% share of the US search market, but less than 5% in the UK, about the same as Yahoo. Both engines are dwarfed by Google's dominance of UK searches, which has topped 80% in every month for more than 2 years, according to Nielsen Online Statistics. For more information, see campaignlive.co.uk/news. Broadband for Ustrad Murig. Government planning aimed at providing access to broadband in rural areas of Wales, designated as black holes and not spots, began in 2007. This year sees the launch of a £2 million support scheme for communities still suffering the indignities of dial-up access, with the offer of £1,000 to individual applicants who will be able to approach service providers with cash incentives. Next month, broadband will arrive for the first time in Ustrad Murig, location of Strata, Florida, once the centre of Welsh culture. Read more at bbc.co.uk/news/technology. Grants for video makers. YouTube has announced a $5 million fund called YouTube Partner Grants that will identify and reward promising online clip makers. We're starting up with proven partners, partners with the most views. Google-owned YouTube's George Strompolos told Ad Age, "We'll be evaluating proposals based on their projected viewership, their marketing plan, distribution, everything." A lot of these folks have built up big audiences on YouTube, but they may be cash constrained and not able to take their operation to the next level. That's what our fund is for. For more details, see adage.com/digital. YouTube editing. YouTube's new online video editor makes it easy and convenient to edit your videos. You can easily trim them, combine two or more together, and add soundtracks all online. The video editor is available from YouTube's Test Tube, a lab for experimental products. Check out youtube.com/testtube. Tweaking YouTube. PC World has its own ideas about how to work on YouTube videos, making them start at the part you really want to see. Default to high definition playback, or leave out those related video links at the end. Plus, an easy way to save YouTube and most other videos to almost any device. Read more at pcworld.com/article/199977. Video chat simplified. Here's an online service that allows you to video chat with a friend straight from your browser. You and your friend don't have to install any software or sign up for anything. You will need to have a webcam and microphone, of course. It's handy if you want to video chat on demand from a suitably equipped new machine or don't want to log into your Skype account. Click the button at ChatRide and you will be given a connect URL to forward to your friend. Once they enter the URL in their browser, conversation can begin. Check out chatride.com. Keeping fresh. It's been almost 2 months since Caffeine, Google's new web content indexing system, became a permanent feature of the search engine and changed the way its results are delivered. It used to be that Google updated its indexes every few weeks. Now it's close to real time. This can be good news if you update your site content regularly. Your web design company should be equipped to help you make regular updates and add new content, or at least provide the infrastructure that makes it possible for you to do it yourself. With an SEO-friendly content management system that makes it easy to add new information quickly. For more information, see communicatebetter.org/2009. Search Engine of the Month. NowRelevant.com is a search engine that runs on niche marketing and trend identifying software that picks out more timely and relevant content. Its designers claim that Google has a lot of spam and junk sites in its index that makes search engine optimization, SEO, much more difficult than it should be for legitimate site owners. A key feature of NowRelevant.com allows users to sort search results by date using a slider control that runs from 5 to 14 days. The search engine is tied to the Internet Time Machine project, a historical archive that records the backstory of websites as they have evolved over the years. The NowRelevant.com site provides public access to the tool used for the archive to seek out the changes it monitors. NowRelevant claims that Google, which also now allows users to sort results by date, took its inspiration from them. Check out NowRelevant.com. Well, that's all for this month. Thanks for listening, and we hope you listen again next month.